Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Let me start off by saying I did find a place finally. It's been a trying 3.5 weeks, I gotta tell you. I never thought it would be this difficult to find a place, but you know, I have to say in this one, for sure, God had opened the door. I had a hard time seeing the door. I had a discussion with a friend of mine. We were talking about this whole ordeal because they've been around me and seen me go through it. And a woman said, "Oh, we could tell you had faith." I thought, "Well, the faith is not the problem. We all believe in God. And most of us believe in God anyway. It's the trust, trusting in God. That's a bitch. I gotta tell you, that is a struggle for me because I have had so much in my life done that makes it very difficult to trust. And for me to really trust somebody or to really, connect that way, it takes time for me. And then, or for me to recognize people that are trustworthy. And my way of gauging that is how legitimate they are, how honest they are, how truthful they are, how straight they are. And when I see that, I see people are not afraid to tell the truth or to be in a state of honesty. It's a lot easier for me to trust a person like that. God is hard to trust because God's not tangible in the sense that we are. Like, we're in a 3D world. God is in a whole different dimension. So sometimes to cross that bridge is a big challenge. And I know I'm not the only one that deals with that. And I know a lot of people do deal with that as well. It's not about faith. We all have faith. We all believe in God. We believe in Jesus. Most of us have that. And again, it's the Spirit that allows us to have that faith. But like I said, when it comes to trusting the intangible, that can be a bit of a challenge. But anyway, so let everybody know I did get a place. I found a place, a good place, actually. Now, my next problem is I have 2 days to be out of the store, and I have to be able to move in the next 2 days. So, if you want to help, feel free to come down. Because I have a mountain to move, literally. So anyway, but that's my next ordeal, is I have to move. So now I have 2 days to move. So if anybody, seriously, if you're in the Windsor, Essex area, and you got some time, come on down and give me a hand, you know, and we'll go from there. Anyway, and I would appreciate it. Thanks. Anyway, and to everyone, I thank everybody for their concern and for their prayers. I don't, for 1 minute, don't believe that I take for granted when someone says they're praying for me. I think that's great because we are in a war, and we ain't gonna win this without God. I gotta tell you that right now. You know, when David took out Goliath, that was God's doing as well. David had to stand up to the giant, and God did the rest, basically putting that rock between that giant's heads. That took some precision, I gotta say. Anyway, I want to get on to some other things tonight. So I may as well get into the whole godly thing. There was a minister in Alberta, Pastor Arthur Pulowski, went to the United States, and he's there for 4 months doing his thing, comes back and they arrest him. I mean, what the F is wrong with Alberta? Seriously, arresting a minister. And his crime was because he was feeding the hungry. And he baptized his daughter. Can you imagine that? In old Canada? We are, you know what? We better compare Canada to the Muslims in China. And some of you believers are cringing. Oh, what do you mean comparing us to Muslims? The Muslims in China are being persecuted heavily. Now, whether you believe or don't believe or accept, these are still people. Last I checked, God was the God of all flesh. They are still people. And they are the prototype. And you better get this in your head. They are the prototype of the persecution that's going to come to Canada and the United States of America. Don't think for one minute that we're going to avoid that. Don't think for one minute we're not going to see some of that shit here. It's already started. A minister, coming. All I've ever seen this guy do is preach and tell him the police to get off the church. He knows, and anybody who's from Europe, especially from that area of the world, where communism has taken over and controlled the churches and everything else, they know what it's like to lose the rights and choices that they can make could have made in Canada. There are some choices we can't no longer make anymore. For instance, you can no longer go sit in a restaurant anymore because you have to have a passport to go into a restaurant. I went to a shop today and I was talking to the guy and he says, you got your mask, so I'm exempt. Okay, good. So, no problem. Most people here that I know of who are ethnic, who have backgrounds, who are salt of the earth like myself, no, this is all bullshit. So we'll play the game. That's how we do. We'll play the game. We'll ask the question. Do you have a mask? No. Are you exempt? Yes. Have a good day. Them's the rules. But now we have a passport. Now to go into a restaurant, they'll tell you that you cannot sit in a restaurant unless you've been injected. Now what kind of bullshit is that? I have no idea. Now this is insane. The government is telling the people, you're going to be punished if you don't take the shot. And yet if you take the shot, you die. You're caught between a hard place and a rock. So if you're caught between a hard place and a rock, you may as well fight. You have no choice. You have no choice. To believe today, I saw something the other today. Someone sent me something in BC. A 70-year-old guy goes into a restaurant, and the police is tackling this guy, and then somebody else grabs this old man's leg, this guy that's inside the store. He thought he was being GI, you know, ass kisser, and this guy's a 7-year-old man. Why didn't they just, you know, escort him outside? Why all this brutality? You know what, I remember back in the 60s they were singing songs, you know, Marvin Gaye was singing the songs. And one of the lyrics in one of the songs, Inner City Blues, was police brutality. You know, and I find it amazing that these police seem to intimidate the women and the elderly. In Australia, when the guys from the unions got together, I didn't see the police acting so big and bad. I didn't see them acting so tough. Yeah, they finally pulled out their rubber guns and their mace, but those guys were not backing down that easy. And I guarantee you, if those guys had been armed, those police would have tucked their tail, shoved them up their ass sideways, and ran like hell. Because those guys would have beat the hell out of those police officers. And they know it. And the military would have been a joke. And any soldier, I don't care what country you're in, any soldier that would turn on their own citizenship... And as some of the Americans, veterans were talking, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, swore an oath to protect the country, foreign and domestic. Any soldier, I don't care what country you're in, will turn on the citizens of their country whom they are supposed to protect are nothing but fucking traitors. That's all they are. That's all they are. Ass-kissing traitors. Probably somebody's butt plug. You know, I'm not even going to apologize on that one. That pisses me off when I hear shit like that. You know, it's amazing to me that a soldier would do that to his own country. If your commanding officer to command you to turn your guns on your own people, you're going to do this, really? Now we have a problem in the military. We have a problem in the American military anyway. I don't know about the Canadian one, but the American one, the American soldiers are saying, you know what, Chuck, you Farley, take your needle and shove it up your ass sideways. A lot of them are being discharged or whatever. And I was, like I said, we were watching that last video in the last show about the Chinese making the statement that the American soldiers get injected, that it would break down and weaken their army, and they would have an easier time taking over America. Now, my thinking is this. If the soldiers say, you know what, I'm not taking your shot, discharge me, they'll go home. They're going to be just as armed. You got to remember, the military did train them. Chinese lose on that one too, don't you think? Because now you got men and women who served in the military, who have lost their rank and their profession over a needle that was invented over in Asia. You don't think they're going to have a bit of an attitude? You know. You know, the concept of, you know, execute with extreme prejudice would come to mind. Like I said, you know, everyone thinks that the United States won't be able to hold a candle against China. I would put my money on America and Canada any day. Any day. I think once you start stomping the mud hole in their backside and walking their dry for a little while, I think you see them running back to their boats and going back home. They're building fleets that are twice and three times the size. It doesn't mean they know how to use them. We'll see. And the Australian government, this is another one. I mean, I fail to understand. You know, like I said, the only reason the Australians haven't had a revolt is because they haven't been armed. And there are some parts of Australia, from what I understand, from what I've gathered from people that have contacted me, that they still are armed. So, and I don't believe in those areas you're going to see a lot of problems. It's the ones that comply. You know what's interesting? This is the narrative, no matter how you look at it. Those who comply the most get abused the most. Have you noticed that pattern? Those who walked in the line, got their injection, died. Or walked in the line, got their injection, are now completely disabled. And then the governments keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. I often wonder sometime, you know, where they're getting their information on new variants breaking out. Now, the geneticists of the planet have stated in the past, you don't give people injections at the height of a outbreak. Because during the height of an outbreak, the virus that's there, for those who believe in the viral theory, but according to those scientists who believe that, the virus that's there will then be at its strongest. And if you don't give the antiviral the potency to stop it at the height of its strength, it will mutate and adapt. Sounds a lot like nanotechnology, if you ask me. Nanotechnology, nanobiotech, the more you hit it, the more it adapts. And the more it adapts, the more it morphs. And the more it morphs, the harder it is to subject it, subdue it. This is why we tell everybody not to use direct assault on the nanobiotech, because all you're going to do is, after a couple of shots, it would become invulnerable to whatever you're doing. Always remember that just because you have a technique today that it used to work 30 or 40 or 50, 60, 70 years ago, doesn't mean it's going to work today, especially if they've modified the bio warfare that they're doing today, or they're releasing on the general population. Wait till the insects mutate about two or three generations and they have this nanobiotech in the insects. Those insects are not going to be your normal insect. They may inject or produce a protein that may carry a exosome from their body with some sort of PNA technology that will, again, create an epigenetic failure in your system. especially if you've been injected. Now, some of you are wondering what the hell I just said there. Basically, what I'm saying is, let's say an ant who exudes a certain type of acids and enzymes to break down, you know, whatever carcass is breaking down, all of a sudden has this nano program or operating system in it through either a pesticide or some other means, or just eats certain foods that have had the genetically engineered biotech sprayed on the plant and eats that plant, and then they mutate from that. Eventually, after a couple of generations of doing that, they will produce the immune response to whatever they're being exposed to, and then it will produce a defense mechanism so that if they do consume something, they will produce those nucleic acids or those protein nucleic acid or those any kind of nucleic acid that the body will have adapted to creating, so that when they're biting something, they will release those specific nucleic acids, which then can affect your immune system. And if they've got the operating system, let's say the plants have been exposed to a exosome or a virus, and those proteins have then integrated within the plant itself, and the insect then decides to feed on that plant, further genetically engineering that plant, and then they harvest that plant and feed it to you. Guess what? That's all epigenetics, and that is the way it rolls today. Everybody's always worried about us, you know, being carbon, you know. We're not a carbon-based life form. We are more protein than anything else. We do have carbon in us, but we're not carbon. I believe that whole carbon-based bullshit came along so that they could inject and interject using any form of carbon into the body to create the anomalies that we're seeing today. Carbon C60, carbon C70, carbon C120, you know, the graphene that we're seeing, the carbamer, the diamine. These are all, and now they're talking diamond, actually using diamond in the circuitry and putting that into the body. You have no way of breaking down these carbons. Absolutely no way. If they are 100 or 1,000 times stronger than steel and 3 times harder than diamond, what makes you think you're going to be able to break any of that down? What makes you think you're going to be able to even pull that out? Once that's inserted into a person's system, and it's jacked in, per se, getting that out is going to require a disengagement of the operating systems that these things are using to form the networks that they're building. And if you don't use some kind of disabling technology like an EMP or an electrostatic charge or an ionic field, a high intense one, or things that can cause some sort of EMF frequency that can pulse, I'm not sure what you're doing at that point. There's no herbology out there that's going to stop this. There's no homeopathy that's going to stop this. There's no naturopath that's going to stop this how little they know. A lot of them don't know much. The few that do know something, they are very hard to find, I got to tell you. You know, they're pretty busy. So when we're looking at a lot of the things today in regarding to, you know, the development of where we're at, you know, just on the biological side, you know, just on the biological side. Then, like I said, then you get a minister who's on a trip in America, comes back, and gets arrested for following Jesus' word, emulating Christ. Can you imagine that? Like I said, don't think for one minute that if they haven't violated us with biowarfare on a nanoscale using technology and AI frequencies, don't think for one minute that persecution isn't going to come here. It's already started. Old people, the seniors, have been executed with this injections. Young people now are having heart palpitations and heart infections. They're lying immobilized in a hospital. People are dying. People are having blood clots. People are having ocular damage because of the capillaries being destroyed. Women are not capable now of reproducing, or if they do reproduce, they may reproduce some sort of mutation, some sort of anime, a hybrid of which is connected to artificial intelligence. Let's not make you want to run out to make a baby. Ooh, let's make a baby. Yeah, let's bring in an android. Let's bring in an automaton so we can hook that up to the AI. Oh, yeah. Wow, that excites me. Woohoo. You know, I say these things, you know, because, like I said, we're in a war. We are in a war, you know. We will never, never get out of this war until we're home. I was thinking about that just before the show. I was thinking, you know, how we were born to fight. We were born to fight. We live for the fight. That's what we live for today. We are living for the fight. We are living for the battle. We're no longer living to see ourselves retire. We're no longer living to see ourselves have a good life. We're no longer living ourselves to see our children grow up and have children of their own and to further propagate the family name and giving them the opportunity to become educated or programmed into an institution so that they too can have a good paying job and have a, you know, a civil life. That ain't there no more. In fact, we don't even have the family structure we once had because this has caused the family to separate. We have complied to their lie. And the more the lie, the more people comply. This is astounding to me. The more they lie, the more they comply. I think these people figure if they can keep on kissing the government's ass, that they'll get a reward. I think all they're going to wind up getting is diarrhea. You know, shouldn't be down there doing that anyway. Amazes me. The more they lie, the more they comply. And we're dealing with people today as well who are infected with an operating system. There's no longer there, some of them. And again, I don't know what to really do for them. I do know what we can do for those who have had the jumping or the shedding. But when you've already got this thing inserted inside you. I had a young guy today. I was looking at a place, and he came by to open the door and let me in. We started talking about what was going on. He told me he took the one shot. I says, well, your immune system down to about 22%, just a little bit more than your autonomic nervous system. And he talked about his girlfriend took it too. I said, well, you know, you might want to cut her loose. Save yourself some alimony. I told him, I said, basically, when you two are together, you know, we talked very salt of the earth, you know, basically biology is what we're talking, for those of you who don't understand salt of the earth, biology, but in a very salt of the earth way. He understood what I was saying. The reason why he did is because he's in real estate and becomes a paralegal, that the company will save a boatload of money and give him a promotion. And I get the reasons why people take, but I asked him at the end, was that injection worth your life? I said, you may not survive the winter. I said, if you are, because of this, I suggested some supplements to take. I said, your immune system may not be able to fight this, but this might help when you take this regimen, fight whatever is going to come down your way for you. So we had a pretty good talk. He seemed to be pretty receptive, you know, and I went on my way. But like I said, we are in a war. We are in a war. I'll tell you how goofy it is. In order for people who are not willing to be vaccinated to be recognized in some sort of semblance in civil liberties, You'd have to go challenge this into a court of law, because according to them, anti-vaxxers have no right to accommodation. In other words, if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Hindu, if you're a New Ager, if you believe in the native beliefs, you have a status and a standard for you to protect your religious freedoms or your beliefs. But if you're not injected, you don't have any, social liberties. This is what this is saying. It's astounding. Like I said, the more they lie, the more everyone complies. You know, I found something this week, and I was listening to it. It was I entitled it "The American Mentality of Veterans of America." Them boys ain't fooling around. And I heard some of the women down there that were military or married to somebody in the military. Them women will kick your ass and laugh at you while they're doing it. I mean, they were in no mood to F around. I'm telling you, I don't know who was the more aggressive. The men were not, they were like John Wayne toilet paper, rough, tough, and weren't going to take any shit from anybody. They brought out their guns, and these boys were ready to play. And they're coming right out and telling everybody this whole thing about the America and Canada have been projected into this bullshit to create racial segregation again. You know, and I often say many times in these shows, my generation went through that bullshit, and we tried our best to bridge any gap we could to eliminate any kind of dissension and violence as much as we could. I got to tell you, when I grew up in Detroit back in the 60s, it was a violent town. It was a very violent and hostile town. And this is one of those things where I can tell you straight out, God got me through that one. You know, it was violent. When you see two tanks and the National Guard coming down your street, you have reached the plateau of violence. You are there. You are the king of violence. And at the time, we were. And they had burned down the city. So when you see how a government causes segregation among a nation, that's what you see happening. And what was the dumbest thing I saw at the time, again reflecting, was I'm living in a colored neighborhood. And these boys coming down the street were light-skinned toned. Didn't seem to make a lot of sense at that time to bring that kind of dynamic into that neighborhood. But they were armed and they had tanks, so I guess they could get away with it. And this is what's gone on in Canada too. Not just with the injections, but with the French and English. This shit that they caused in this country. This rip that they've done. And you have to understand that the ministers in Quebec are just as corrupt as the ministers in Ontario or Manitoba or Saskatchewan or Alberta or BC or out in the East Coast. You know, like I've often said, we need to just disengage the system that we're in because it is horrifically corrupt. Another Canadian nurse, comes out and they expose more about what's going on. And this is becoming more and more common. Yet, I don't hear a whole lot of doctors. I heard one doctor in Canada, one doctor who still has his testicular fortitude, hanging between his legs. He's still there talking. Where are the rest of these so-called men of the Hippocratic Oath? I'd love to see some in Windsor. Because this health minister we got here is a joke. And all I'm seeing here in Windsor, like I said, going into restaurants, I see the wet restaurant industry is going to get wiped out. Huge. They're not going to be able to make money on this. Some of them are writing it out thinking that they're going to, again, these are the ethnic people that have come over here, they have put their life savings into these investments. They are hoping that this is going to go away. By the time this goes away, they'll be in the internment camps with everybody else if they're not dead. There's another thing someone sent me today called History of the Pilgrim Society. You may want to read that. You may want to read how the white people were enslaved from childhood, and how the British monarchies and the British governments had sent children over to America as slaves to do the work. Like I said, nothing has changed except we have a different entitlement today. When we call it child trafficking, that's basically these children are going to other places to be somebody's whore or prostitute. They're on a meat market going somewhere else. Like I said, the more you look at this planet, the more you look at this world, the more you see more and more clear by the day how much shit is on this shithole. And we're basically walking through a quagmire of it every day. We don't even realize it. We have become so desensitized to the environment around us. I grew up, in a very violent and sexual overtone. We watched TV to escape the violence, and then we were outside again interacting to avoid the programming from the television. I mean, we were getting it either way. So growing up and seeing the sex that we were seeing back then and how they were dressing women to become very provocative, men were more macho and women were more feminine. Man, they plow that into us heavy. Violence and sex, they went hand in hand. Saw a war movie going on, they're getting shot and bullets are flying everywhere, explosions are going on, and the guy and gal says, hey, it might be our last time. Okay, so they got 5 minutes and they're, exchanging DNA, and then they're back to fighting again. I mean, that's not real. But when you're young and growing up, that's impressionable. But that ain't real. You got bullets flying by. The last thing on your mind is, exchanging DNA. The main thing on your mind is, how am I going to get out of this? But like I said, that's the whole propagation here, And slavery, brainwashing, violence, subjugation, blackmail. We are being blackmailed. Canada, United States, Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, Australia, oh. I'm not sure what's going on there. I did find something for the Australians. It's in a tribute, I got a tribute to Australia. It's a song written by the Seekers, I Am Australian. It's a song. It's a good song. I would probably rate that right up to a national anthem in regarding to a song about Australia. It's not the same Australia. The song that they're singing is not the Australia of that time. It's the Australia Australia today is leading the charge, being a prototype. But that's a song, and I thought maybe some of you might find comfort with it. Some of you believe in the democratic principles of the Magna Carta or whatever charter rights that you might have. And we hold those truths to be self-evident, So it doesn't matter what country you live in. U.S., Canada, U.K., New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, any other British Commonwealth country that's around. Other countries do believe in democracies and whatnot, but we are losing, that is being hammered out of Australia. So I wish they were closer. I'd like to give them a helping hand. But I have made some suggestions, and I'll make you another suggestion. you might want to look up on how to make a potato bazooka. See, I know some of you don't have a lot of money in Australia, but this is something that's very easy to make. All you need is a PVC pipe, about 6 feet long, 5 feet, 6 feet. You screw out, you seal the one end. You cut a hole. When you don't cut a hole, how'd you do it? You drill a hole. No, you don't do that either. Sorry. No. Basically, what you do is you seal the one end, and then you drill two holes and put screws in there. Get two 18-volt batteries, two 9-volt batteries, in terms so that they're connected positive and negative, so they're in series. Tape them to your bazooka. And what you do, basically, primarily, is you unscrew the back. First, you put in your potato, pack it in, unscrew the back, spray some hairspray, seal it up real quick, and then touch the power lead to the two bolts. Houston, we have liftoff. It's another thing that can help keep vermin away. Might be surprised the power one of those potato bazookas has. Again, something to keep the vermin away. You know, it's just another idea. And something that you might want to play with just in case you have, you know, whatever. I was watching a guy today, and he was engaging in testing the police shields. You know, those shields those policemen wear use. So he tried a bunch of things. I found it interesting. That's why I'm sharing it. And he found a slingshot won't go through it. He found a sling bow wouldn't go through it. He used his whisker biscuit on the. He made a whisker biscuit, which was pretty cool how he made it, actually. It was a pretty good video. And then he tried a bow. And he used a crossbow. He used the crossbow and it penetrated. And then he put a razor back on the crossbow. That went right through it. I thought, isn't that interesting? So, it was interesting to show the different variances of how to counter something that could be, this seems unstoppable. Anyway, I'm just sharing these things because these will show you that certain things have more lethality and can be more effective in doing whatever needs to be done. The other thing, too, is a lot of countries have an internet kill switch, and we may be seeing that becoming more and more incorporated in North America. So if your email is being lost or certain things are being, you know, gone into the computer world, you know, the cyberspace, well, that could be why. Your emails may be now lost in space. Lost in cyberspace. So, you know, don't be surprised. Like I said, we are in a war. You know, we are in a war. Don't think for 1 minute that the war is over. Don't think for 1 minute when things get relaxed, we're going back to normal. We will never, never, never see that life again. Not until everything that we are seeing today is removed. We will never see that again. So, I'm not sure where the evolution is going to take us. But you might want to get prepared. You might want to see, where it's going. Try to have a forecast of where it's going. And then from there, prepare the best way you can, as well as have a plan A, B, C, D, or E. You know, it's important that we start looking at life in a whole different way of thinking. We have to look at where this life is going and what we really need to do in this life and how to adjust to whatever's happening. And if we can make the change to do so, if we can't make the change and we're not willing to compromise, then we're then to create a new environment for you to be able to thrive in. That's some of the things you may want to look at. Okay? Some of the things you may want to look at. Because we're no longer, like I said, in that realm of that reality anymore. That reality is, look around you, take a hard look around you. The agenda that the government is pushing is not slowing down. They're disregarding everything and everybody. Plan B, create a dichotomy within a network that will support each other. Plan C, develop that dichotomy and that economy without the internet. What happens if they shut the internet down and your economics is based totally on the internet? What do? You have a ham radio. You have a CB with a big antenna. You have each other's telephone numbers. Do you have some place where you can print off and share this information with people? You know, we need to come up with better ways to communicate with each other other than the internet. We're still in their playground using the internet. So we need to brainstorm and come up with a better solution to be able to communicate and intercommunicate with each other without the internet. So for those of you who are in that tech field or in that electronic field, see if we can find something that they used to use back in the Second World War, the old telegraph, dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 you know. Something that simple. Just a thought. You remember the old-fashioned telephones they used to have? They used to have a built-in dynamo that you used to crank it up so they would charge the capacitor or whatever that was inside it so that you could talk on the phone. Maybe we have to create that. Not sure. Just a thought, but we need to start looking at seriously eliminating ourselves from this backbone and creating those networks. I think if we do create those networks, I think we'll be better than this thing we got now. Chat rooms and different things like that are great and wonderful. Who knows? Maybe we'll form bigger communities. Maybe we'll create a community of people who are awake. And then we can be able to communicate and establish a form of communication that way. I don't know for sure how to do it yet, but just thoughts I'm throwing out there. So that everybody, you know, starts to think that, you know, where we need to be and what's going on. I'm going to reiterate too, okay, the next 2 days I'm going to be moving, so I don't know, I'm not sure I'm going to have a show for the first or not. So I'm just letting everybody know. So if you don't see a show up, it could be because I don't have the network set up yet, or I may do another show tomorrow if I have time, tomorrow maybe I'll do one more show, or the 30th real early. May not be a long show unless something phenomenal comes up. And after that, I'm not sure exactly how long I'll be before the internet is hooked up where I'm at. So I'll have to let you know or play it by ear. The other thing I want to let everybody know too is that the phone number for the shop will have changed. So I will give you the number here. Probably going to be insanity for me to do this, but I'm going to give you the number here for those of you who are awake and are looking to get awake. If you don't get the number, you lose it, don't worry about it. Call the old number and they will forward you to the new number. They'll only be on for a short limited time, they told me. So I'll give you the number, 519-979-5923. 89. That will be the new number. And that won't be there until after the 1st. Just so you know. So you'll still be able to get a hold of me up until the 30th. Here at the old phone number. So, but that'll be the new number. For advice, for FYI for everybody. Not much is going to change regarding to the tech and the health. I may or may not have as much out there on the jewelry making or the stones. I'll have whatever I deem will sell. But it's going to be very similar in a lot of ways. And I may spend more time doing media again. Because like I said, I haven't really had a lot of time to do it. There's been so much going on. And I think we need... Because I get people asking all the time, I should do more videos. But it's not just doing the videos. It's doing the research and then doing the experimentation and trying to get it right. And that all takes time. So maybe this will change. We'll have the time to do it. And who knows? We'll see. We're going to go from there. Anyway, I must double check to make sure. Pay attention to the mentality of the Veterans of America. I put on it. You have it as well. Because I think it's important that, number one, I don't think anybody should be looking at any protest leader or any leader, to be honest with you, as anything more than a person that's outspoken. I think the leadership should fall onto everybody. Everybody has the potential to be a leader. And everybody has the potential to have a voice. So, you know, I encourage you all to be leaders. Maybe you don't see yourself as a leader, but a leader is one who serves the general population who is in his charge or her charge. And that's what it takes to be a leader, really. And as you serve those who are in your charge, they'll hold you up. They will hold you up high. And your voice will have for lack of a better word, authority. And I think that's a good thing. And I think everybody needs to do this. You know, but watch this whole stuff tonight. It's like, you know, the thing that is unnerving. When I see, and I'm going to tell you this, if we see God get kicked out of Canada because of these butt wipes that are in power, then Canada's done. There ain't no amount of protesting is going to save this country if God is exiled out of this country. And if that happens, I don't even want to be here. You know, if the devil is going to have free reign in this country, you know, if we can stop it, we should. If we can stop it, we should. It would benefit all of us. I don't know about you, but we all have our moments with God, but without Him, we won't have any moment at all. Just a thought. Just a thought. Alrighty, I think we're pretty well, I think I'm close to being there. Yeah, I'm going to call this a quick night tonight because like I said, I got still got things I got to get ready for moving for the next 2 days. So again, I do offer the invitation to anybody who's in the area and can help, please do so. I'm more than willing to have anybody help. All right, at the end of these shows, I always say read the Gospels, and I'm not changing anything there. You know, I always tell people read the New Testament, read the Bible, but start with the New Testament, and don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let anybody try to show you anything different until you read it for yourself first. Have an idea what you read, you know, and don't allow any Jesuit, Zionist, or Masonic doctrine cloud your mind. Okay? Don't let anybody cloud your mind. Read it and follow it to the best of your ability. That would be my suggestion to you if you are intending on believing. And it all starts with John 3:3. That's so everybody knows that too. And it goes from there. And it goes from there. You know, it's all about your development and growth as a person in God. Alrighty, I always say at the top of the page as well, there are people there working very hard, especially in these times, to try to keep everybody awake and able. So I would encourage you to support anybody you want, or all, if it's up to you. And if you don't have the financial means to support people, that's fine too. Share their information. Share it. I think it's important that all of us realize this is part of that, you know, that network that we need to put out there, so everybody can see what we need to see and do what we can do, at or have at least an idea where to go. Just a thought. All right. I always say at the end too, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next broadcast, to your health. We'll see you then.